Chapter 2. Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
Where could she go? Gisela was trapped. Trapped like an animal. And she had to get out. She had to.
Oh, Valen. Valen, I'm so sorry. I didn't believe you. I'm so sorry.
She couldn't take the turbo lift. It was too slow. And besides, they, the doppelgangers, would shut down the power to it and trap her inside. She'd have to get down to the main floor another way, and she knew exactly how. The turbolift shaft was located in the center area where the hallways of the archives came together. Four ramps led over an open space from the halls to the turbolift. There were carved stone banisters at waist height, more for decoration than function. Any Jedi walking over these ramps could glance down and see the corresponding hallways of the floor below. Gisela did not hesitate for an instant. Clutching her activated lightsaber in one hand, she reached out with the other, placed it on the cool marble of the banister, and vaulted diagonally to the other walkway on the floor below. Using the force to control the leap, she landed easily. She had just turned her head and was about to jump to the next level when she heard Not Silgall's voice.
Gisela, wait! What you think is not true? No one has stolen us away! We...
Terror flooded Gisela so that her sweaty hand almost lost its grip. She sprang for the next level, haphazardly and inaccurately, and slammed her knee hard against the marble banister as she clung to it from the side. She felt the presence of the Jedi rushing toward her, and her head whipped up. She knew this Jedi, or rather, knew who she was supposed to be. The doppelganger looked exactly like the Faleen female Natua Wan, right down to Natua's preference for blue beads woven into her long black hair. Her lightsaber was activated, and she was shouting something at Gisela. Some nonsense about how she didn't want to hurt her, that something wasn't right with Gisela's thinking, but that they wanted to help her. And this doppelganger's skin was changing color, just like a real Faleen's would when she was exuding pheromones in order to trap Gisela. Right, she muttered. Gisela couldn't release either the railing or her lightsaber, but Not Natua had to be stopped before the pheromones took effect. Her eyes lit on a bust that sat on a small table at the end of this hallway. With a quick snap of her head, Gisela threw the carved stone bust of a long-dead Jedi at the being who was impersonating a living one. It slammed hard into Natua's double, and she fell. Gisela didn't want to see if the false Faleen got up. Grimly, she dropped down, landing easily on the balls of her feet. Gisela was on the main floor now. Escape and safety, temporary though it might be, was just a few moments away. She turned and saw the exit from this wing. It opened onto the huge main hallway. Beyond that, the promenade and freedom. Gisela gulped and started running. She swore under her breath as another Jedi emerged from one of the side stacks. This one looked like a Brub, but she didn't recognize him. They were everywhere, these false ones. So desperate was her need to get out that she didn't even slow. With a snarl, she made a gesture as if she were running her fingers horizontally along one of the shelves. Hundreds of data tapes sprang forward as if thrown from where, a heartbeat before, they had been safely ensconced. They showered down on the Jedi Knight, momentarily distracting him as he tried to deflect them. Brub were strong, and no doubt this doppelganger had that quality as well. Little that Gisela could throw at him would harm him, but all she needed was to buy a couple of moments. Coming at the Brub at a dead run, Gisela threw her lightsaber directly at him. She saw his slitted eyes widen in his pitted yellow-skinned face as the glowing weapon hurtled end over end toward him. He barely got his own lightsaber up in time to bat the blade away. By then, Gisela was in the air, vaulting easily over him, extending her hand to call her weapon back to her. She landed lightly, raced through the entrance, then whirled and touched the button that caused the door to this wing to slam shut. He could open it from the other side, she knew. To prevent that, she shoved her lightsaber hilt deep into the controls. They crackled and hissed, and her nose wrinkled at the acrid burning smell. It wouldn't hold them for long, but she'd bought herself a precious moment to think. Blast it. Clear her head and think. She was prey, trapped in the Rancor's lair, and she had to get out. She took a slow, steadying breath, and with the control of a Jedi Knight, she calmed her racing, terrified thoughts. Gisela closed her eyes for a moment, breathing in through her nose and out through her mouth. and then slowly opened them and saw something very strange. Silgal caught up with Rod Minker as the Brub was using his lightsaber to cut a hole in the door. She reached out into the Force, trying to sense Gisela, startled to realize that the young woman was still on the other side of the door.
Silgal to security,
she said on her comlink.
Gisela Horn is directly outside the archives on the south side. She has closed the door and destroyed the controls. Jedi Minker is currently cutting through the door with his lightsaber. My guess is that once she catches her breath, she'll head straight for the promenade exit. She's frightened, and I anticipate she'll take the most direct route. Expect her to bolt.
Acknowledged. She won't get past us.
Silgal replaced the comlink on her belt and extended her thoughts into the Force, trying again to see if she could reach Gisela and calm the panicked human. She braced herself for the expected, almost animalistic fear that had buffeted her the first time she'd reached out to Gisela. Instead, she found something else entirely. The fear was still there, yes, but over and around it was something that was only vaguely familiar to Silgal, and the Mon Cal healer couldn't quite place it. She frowned, letting herself drop in deeper.